And it's Chris Smith, it's Dominic Ford and Dave Ansell. We're answering all your science questions for you this week on our Q&A show. And Dominic's up first. Hello, Dominic.
Hiya.
Dominic, talk to Dominic and Dave. We have to be careful, we've got too many Dominics. So where are you, Dominic?
I'm in Nottingham at the moment. I've just finished my exams for my first year at uni.
What are you studying?
Neuroscience.
Ooh, tough stuff. So you'll have been interested in sort of the DNA computer, being as the
Absolutely.
Brain is sort of effectively
yeah,
into
no,
DNA
exactly.
computer.
As an amateur musician, kind of something I've always struggled to work out is basically how, particularly in a more basic speaker setup where you can often have only a single cone, this one diaphragm is able to vibrate at so many different frequencies at any one time in order to reproduce the full frequencies of the sound.
Oh, so what you mean? So you've got this lovely speaker sitting in your living room, you play music into it, and you have one, or if it's a stereo pair of speakers,
sure.
one cone, amazing complex soundscape coming out of one cone. Dave, what
Absolutely.
Do you reckon?
Okay, if the speaker was to produce a single frequency, let's think what that actually means. It means that the speaker is moving backwards and forwards and causing the air to move backwards and forwards in a sine wave pattern. So you've probably seen a sine wave. It's basically just a kind of a very specific zigzaggy wiggly line. Now, if the speaker moves in any other pattern than that, say you could imagine it's moving on slowly with a big wiggle, and then on top of that, superimposed, it has a little wiggle. So moving in and out slowly, but on top of that, it's kind of vibrating a little bit. So then it would be outputting sound with the low frequency, the big slow wiggle, and also a much higher frequency as well at the same time. Because the way sound works is you can superimpose the motion of this speaker. You can superimpose lots and lots of different vibrations, and that will produce sounds of lots and lots of frequencies all at the same time by just making the right pattern for the speaker to move backwards and forwards. It's not moving a smooth wiggle, it's moving doing something incredibly complicated, and that's a mixture of lots of different frequencies.
So let's make some more wiggles. Dominic, was that satisfactory?
That's quite interesting, actually, the way it's kind of... So it's all just kind of composite of the vibrations all happening at the... same time.
Yeah, and if you use the fancy software that we do to edit audio and that kind of thing, you can actually see this. So you see
yeah.
a waveform, and then you'll see the other little waves superimposed in the big waves, like Dave
sure.
was saying. It's really quite elegant.